impeachment trial.
The fate of the president is in the hands of just 100 senators.
Dangerous outbreak.
Human-to-human transmission is happening.
Doctor's video triggers backlash.
A tsunami of negative comments.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump is 4,200 miles away from Washington, D.C. on a day when his Senate impeachment trial is about to get going.
Just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years. And it's frankly, it's disgraceful.
CBS's Chip Reed says first up this afternoon is a battle over trial rules.
Democrats blasted Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed rules for the president's impeachment trial, which say none of the evidence collected in the House impeachment inquiry will be admitted automatically. The Senate will have to vote to enter it. That's a significant departure from the Clinton impeachment process, which McConnell has said he is following.
What's good for President Clinton is good for President Trump.
The proposal also lays out that each side will have 24 hours over 2 days for opening arguments. That will be followed by 16 hours of questioning by senators. Only then can they debate and vote on whether to have witnesses.
McConnell is hell-bent on making it much more difficult to get witnesses and documents and intent on rushing the trial through.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has already vowed to introduce amendments.
We will fight that tooth and nail.
Democrats insist on hearing from additional witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has said he's willing to testify.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The president has tapped 8 of his fiercest loyalists in the House to be members of his impeachment team. They include Congressman Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and Doug Collins. But aides confirm these team members from the House won't be arguing on the president's behalf in the Senate. Instead, they'll be offering their advice to Mr. Trump and arguing his case on television.
I'm Bill Rakoff. Security will be a bit tighter in and around the Capitol for the duration of the impeachment trial, including for the media, with reporters being held in pens in areas where they're accustomed to be able to walk and talk with senators. And there will be extra security checkpoints for reporters wishing to cover the trial from the press gallery in the Senate chamber itself.
Well, President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland today for the World Economic Forum. CBS's Paula Reed is covering.
The president gave a speech touting his economic record. Now, this is an event about collaboration and unity, but President Trump campaigned against the global elite, and he seized on this opportunity to highlight the current U.S. economy and his recent trade deals with Mexico, Canada, and China.
There was little crowd reaction to what Mr. Trump said 2 years ago. He faced some boos and laughter. We're hearing from Bernie Sanders in the wake of a newspaper op-ed from a campaign surrogate that accused Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden of having a corruption problem.
It is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared.
The piece accused Biden of taking big donations and representing corporate donors at the expense of middle and working class Americans. Now overseas, and the new concern about a virus that's spreading and prompting precautions in parts of Asia. China says 6 people have died. Nearly 300 people have been infected by a new coronavirus that can spread from human to human. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in the Chinese city where it originated.
Travelers with masks, quarantine stations, and temperature checkpoints are becoming common sights at airports and train hubs across Asia. This man we spoke to outside a Wuhan hospital says it's difficult to contain the spread of the virus, but believes the government can handle it very well. Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health says the human-to-human transmissions could be isolated incidents, but...
When you get sustained transmissibility from one person to another, to another, to another, then you have a more serious problem, because then that would allow for a much broader type of an outbreak.
Britain's Prince Harry made it to Western Canada. His travels watched more than ever now that he and his wife are charting a new course. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is outside Buckingham Palace.
Prince Harry, and yes, he still gets to use the title, arrived in Vancouver last night and was immediately whisked away to rejoin Meghan and 8-month-old Archie. Only hours before, Harry had wound up his job as a senior representative of the royal family at a conference on African investment. Harry and Meghan's exit likely means even more work for Prince William, the future king, who, with his wife Kate, was on duty at Buckingham Palace for the first time primary hosts of a reception.
Well, Uber is testing out something in California, giving drivers more control over what they charge. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Starting today, Uber drivers meeting passengers at airports in Santa Barbara, Palm Springs, and Sacramento can charge up to five times the stated Uber fare. The Wall Street Journal says the trial is Uber's latest attempt to make the case that its drivers are independent operators and not employees. The ride-hailing app is fighting a new California law requiring it to treat its drivers as workers eligible for sick pay and other benefits. Steve?
Well, to counter what she saw as misinformation, an Ohio doctor took her pro-vaccine message to the internet. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it did not go unnoticed.
We know that vaccines don't cause autism, and it's important for that message to get out there.
Dr. Nicole Baldwin says she was concerned about the impact of misleading anti-vaccine posts on social media, so she created this. Baldwin's TikTok now has more than 1.4 million views. She and her staff quickly became targets.
I have been the subject of a tsunami of negative comments on all of my social media.
One social media user called Baldwin public enemy number one, and another commenter told the pediatrician to stop killing our kids with vaccines.
There is really very little recourse.
Renee DiResta is a technical research manager at the Stanford Internet Observatory.
What happens when the cost of physicians putting out statements to counter misinformation is that they themselves become the subject of harassment campaigns.
TikTok said, "We remove misinformation that could cause harm to an individual's health or wider public safety."
For most of us, the census count begins in mid-March, but in one remote spot, it's now or never.
The counting will start in Tuxuk Bay, Alaska, a village on the Bering Sea that has no restaurants, motels, or movie theaters. Mail service is spotty, same for internet service. The frozen ground makes it easier to get around now than it is in the spring. But that's only one of the challenges. The village is about 500 miles west of Anchorage, accessible only by boat or plane. And the language spoken there is not one of the 13 provided in the U.S. Census questionnaire. And it's cold. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
In some parts of the country, there figures to be a shortage of census takers. In Minnesota, for example, officials still need to hire 8,000 more temporary workers. In some places there, pay being offered tops $20 an hour. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.